Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host on the show, and my name is Marina Learos Naples. And this is part three of Psychic and Spiritual Children in Today's World. So, we have had two episodes already, last Tuesday and last Friday. So, if you have not listened to those shows, I suggest going back after you hear this one and listen to part one and part two. I also have other shows that are archived that are available 24/7, so you can listen to them at any time, no matter where you are on the planet. And there are some short guided meditations in there. Many of the shows previously were geared toward children. And what I have done is I've gone ahead and revamped a lot of what I'm offering. And I have a lot of exciting things coming up, which we'll discuss later. But for right now, this is part three of a four-part series on psychic and spiritual children in today's world. I'm going to share with you about some information and tips and tools about psychic and intuition development that you can safely and harmonically be used along with your children or grandchildren's schooling and how they can benefit as well as excel. So no matter if you homeschool or if it's online learning or if they're in a brick or mortar school, there are many ways to encourage and support these practices in their lives. Excuse me, got a little frog in my throat here, so I've got my water alongside here, so I hope you'll excuse me for that, a little bit here and there during the show. On part four, the final segment of the show, which is this coming Friday at noon Eastern Time, I will be also opening that up to where listeners can call in and speak directly with me, ask questions, and also share their experiences, as well as their children's experiences. And so that way it's more of an interactive show. So let's get started with this one today. And I've got some sharing with you later also is some recommended reading for parents for things that you can do with your children, things that I'll be sharing with you during this show. And is it for those of you who have already heard part two of the show, I gave some little tips on different things that you can do with your children or your grandchildren to help stimulate, to nurture, and also develop their intuition and psychic abilities, such as, and I'll just go through a couple of these real quickly, is as a reminder, is taking from a deck of cards for the younger kids, taking out the numbers 1 through 5. For the older kids, 1 through 10. For the very young ones, you can go ahead and get some cards or even make them. Cut them, you know, print some things out that have pictures of different animals on them and do maybe about 5 different animals. And what you do is you have the card upside down. You do a little bit of relaxation or a little meditation together, some quiet time when they are calm and relaxed. This isn't something to do during the middle of the day when there's a lot of activity going on or there's a lot of things coming up, because you want your child to be in a relaxed state. And if you have some relaxation or meditation music on in the background, if you do a little bit of meditation or some breathing exercises that help to relax them before you get started. And that is those are some of the things that I do with children in my classes that I teach over on OutSchool and the guided meditation classes. I also teach about meditation, meditation symbols, and I am revamping all of my offerings to be able to have classes and courses available directly through me as well as on other platforms. And what I do share over there is when I start the class, what I do are their breathing techniques I teach the children that they'll be able to use at any time later whenever they need them. And then after we do the relaxation techniques, I take them into a guided meditation. And these are some things that you can also do on your own, the relaxation techniques, even if it is, as I've mentioned in other episodes, you know, relaxing time before bedtime and having your child laying there on their back, and you can massage their arms and their back, even just a light touch of just going over the skin, and just not too hard, of course. We want to relax them. And I know that we as adults, we like our, many of us, we like our deep tissue massage. But this we want to do is in a nice, soft, gentle way to calm and relax them. And you can do that along with these games. You call them games. You don't want to approach this as if it is them learning something new. You know, they're doing a lot of learning and online learning, and there's a lot of stress and tension that goes along with that. So we want to make this fun and enjoyable, a distraction from the idea of learning. So we want to make this fun. We want them in a relaxed state so they will be more receptive and more intuitive while they're doing this. With the cards you have in your hand, you lay one down in front of them, upside down, so they can't see it. And what you're going to do is have them concentrate on that card to see if they can tell you what it is that's on the other side, what number, what picture. And you can do this two different ways. One, they can see what's on the other side of the deck, your 5-card or 10-card deck. They can see it ahead of time, so they know what's there. Or else, you can just not have them do it to test them that way. But if you have children that are more impatient, that have less focus, you might want to just show them photos, I mean the pictures first, so they have an idea what's there, so that they can tune into much more easily, because they'll know already what's there. And then when they get the answer wrong or right, ask them, how did you get that? Did you see it in your mind? Did you hear it? If you saw it, where did you see it? Did you get a feeling? Did you just know it? So this way, when you tally up and you see what they got right and what they got wrong, they'll learn their system as to when they've tapped into and touched into that correct answer. And also, when they've tuned into and tapped into the incorrect answer, what methods, what is the reception they get when the answer is wrong? So that they know, they learn that, oh no, this is what happens when I get a wrong answer. It's just as important knowing that as to when they get the correct answer. Another way that you can use these cards is use them as a telepathy game. And that is, you have the card, they don't see it, they're sitting across the room, and you take the card, and you are looking at the card. You're focusing on what the number is. You're seeing the number written out as letters. You're seeing the number as the numerical factor that it is. If it's a picture of an animal or whatever it is, you look at and you see that. You see the words that go along with it, the color, the curves of whatever the picture is of. And, you know, have it fun. You know, when they get frustrated or something, what you want to do is have them, what did you pick up? Maybe you couldn't see the whole thing. Maybe if they say something like, say if it's a picture of a mountain lion, and they say, oh, it's a dog. Okay, well, we've got a 4-legged animal with a tail that might have a shaggy mane. So what we want to do is find out, what did you see? I saw an animal, 4 legs, it has a tail, it's got long fur, you know, it looks like a dog. So there are different ways to be able to teach them what are going to be the accurate interpretations of what it is that they see. And even if you do letters, A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, whichever it is, you want to look at the design and shape of it. If you have a picture of a telephone, old style telephone, a cell phone, phone, it doesn't matter, whatever you've chosen, and you're looking at that phone, now they may get pick up because in their mind, like a cell phone, has games in it. So they may be picking up things about it. So deciphering what it is, their interpretation of what it is, and getting them to describe some the actual physical picture. Because interpretation, and just like with psychics, you have psychics that do that do different things as far as you've got them where they psychic medium, spiritual advisors. You have people that do readings in many different ways, and it's their interpretation of what they see, what they hear, what they feel from their own experiences. And so when they give an answer to you or they tell you something and describe it, they may be giving you something from their own interpretation, which for you then doesn't fit. But if they give the information as they received it, then the person receiving you, getting the reading, could say, oh, yes, that applies to XYZ. And for the psychic who is interpreting on top of receiving the information, it's going to be and can be meaning something entirely different. So interpretation is really key, and being able to teach your child that, but always remaining fun. I mean, if they've had enough of doing that, then they've had enough. Go on to something else. Otherwise, they'll resent it. They won't want to do it. It just becomes more learning for them. And we don't want to ever do that because we want this to be a part of their everyday life. And the way to do that is to make it fun and playful, because all of that psychic and intuition comes from the side of the brain that's the creative side of us, the left and the right brain, the logical, the creative, the emotional, the logical, the mathematics, the things that are in order. So we want to keep engaging in that creative side of their brain. I have some recommended reading here for you, a few different books. So if you want to go ahead and get a pen and paper so you can write these down, I will share them with you. And these are for you to learn and to be able to share different aspects of them with your own children as you move forward. And you two can learn together, and you'll find that you'll be having a much more grounded yet spiritual experience with your own children and teaching them different things that will last a lifetime, that will influence them, that they will be and can be handing down to their own children. So you're leaving a great legacy. The first one is the Findhorn Garden, F-I-N-D, horn. One word, Findhorned Garden, by the Findhorn Community. The next one is The Secret Life of Plants by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. If I'm going too fast for you, I will be putting this on my Facebook page and also on my website, Sharing Nature with Children by Joseph Barat Cornell. Is this your child? The impossible child? Your toxic world? Those are three different books by Dr. Doris Rapp, R-A-P-P. She has other books available also and deals with allergies that in ways that other allergists have not uncovered. She is a phenomenon on her own, has been around for decades. She is retired now, but the information that she has put into print is just really, really amazing and very informative. By Carol Ann Leros, My Own Mother, Unlocking Your Intuition, Auras and Colors, which she co-authored with Kevin Tedeschi, And of course, my own book, which I am having revamped, it's an activity book for children, Fun Signs, an astrological activity book. My name is Marina Leros-Naples, and thank you for joining me on this episode of Spiritual Children in Today's World.